Grace and peace be with you on this day, on this Monday morning in time. And as we gather for Motivational Monday, with our minds swirling with so many different thoughts, may iron sharpen iron, and may we be set ablaze to live out our faith in a living way that brings full life to the world. And I think to do that, we need some motivation. It's really hard to self-motivate in the good and faithful necessary work of the world. We need each other. And so today's theme is justice. Yes, justice. And as we remember in Galatians, in that great letter that Paul has written, that there is no longer Jew nor Greek, no longer slave or free, but all are one. All are one in Christ Jesus our Lord. The body is brought together. A beautiful vision. We also hear in Micah 6:8, one of the often quoted scriptures that can roll off the heart, mind, and tongue. What has he told you, or mortal, what is good? And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? And those words of Micah 6:8 come right after all kinds of verses where the writer is asking, what will God be satisfied by our simple offerings, by burning up our cattle, our sheep, and our grain, just giving a tithe? Is that what God is all about? And the writer says, no, God is about so much more. And this is one of those verses that's always spoken deeply into my soul because it holds me to account. It calls me to action. It doesn't let me just write checks or send a love note, but it calls me to show up in the intersection of life where there's suffering and hurt and travail, not just with sympathy, but with true compassion and mercy and loving kindness. Of being able to do the good and faithful hard things in order to bring life to our world. And today we're going to hear a word about the call to racial justice, a justice that is still so needed in our world. And before I share those words with you, I share these written words. In the nation's capital, motorcades, Secret Service presence, black suits, earpieces, and advanced teams for presidents, dignitaries, ambassadors, senators, representatives, justices, judges, and other public figures are a part of everyday life. In the first few encounters, you can be intrigued when the men and women in black who whisper into earpieces coded language to convey status walk through spaces. Are hidden in plain sight in photos and videos, and the amount of focus and attention that must be required to serve in those roles. Yet once you start to plan whether to use Massachusetts or Connecticut Avenue for your evening commute to decrease your chances of delay, the curiosity fades along with it. But long before a motorcade or Secret Service police vehicle heads to a location with a public figure in tow, an advance team comes to set the atmosphere of anticipation of the figure's arrival. They survey the area for threats. They communicate with all the key players. They test, triple check, and verify everything and everyone that they will be in place at the time of the public figure's arrival. Those called to love people as God loves through the ministry of justice, comfort, and discomfort are part of God's advance team. They are called to set the atmosphere for God's kingdom to be present. They are the prayers, intercessors, and anointers of the sanctuary before worship. They know what God has in mind for his world, what God's coming kingdom looks like. Those who are called to justice are setting the table for God's kingdom. They're called to prepare people for the movement of that same spirit. Because they are called, they know that encountering the kingdom will be hard. That is also advance work. They know what it takes to respond to the needs of the world. They also know there you will encounter God. They are the people that remind you that the nature of God and that God's desire is that lions might lie down with lambs and that all God's people are loved and cared for, that all might know the support of a beloved community. Those called to justice go before us to make sure that even when you don't have the words, that your moans and groans and laments and sighs are heard. Yes, those called to justice go before us to make sure that even when you don't have the words, that your moans, groans, laments, and sighs are heard. Let's be inspired by these words.
January 6, 2021 will always go down as a sad day in history for many. It was the day that we witnessed an insurrection, a staged coup, and a blatant attempt by white supremacists to thwart democracy in the United States of America. As a Black clergywoman activist who is currently pursuing a PhD in American Studies, that day was an aha moment that sounded a clarion call to my own spirit about the why of my calling to racial justice. The call to racial justice is one that takes our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole body, and literally our very souls for us to engage effectively. For the call to racial justice requires us to journey through the experience of being at once and both at the same time confronted with the opportunity to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. Will we courageously choose to see the world through lenses of those who are other than ourselves? Or will we persist in what is comfortable? To be called to racial justice, we have to choose. Will we allow racist, misogynistic, xenophobic, trans, and homophobic norms to hold us hostage and keep us from changing? Or will we be called to change? I believe the call to racial justice is one in which, if we are sincere, if we are courageous, we will find ourselves experiencing the God of the universe and the creator of the cosmos in deeper and more profound ways. The call to racial justice does not just impact the communities that we enter into as other, but the call to racial justice transforms each of us. I believe the call to racial justice must move us from mere sentimentality to action. For it is not enough for us to feel feelings about the ways that racial injustice occurs in the lives of everyday citizens. No, it is not enough to merely be moved to tears or to have an emotive response to wrongdoings being done to others on account of their race. To quote one of my favorite gospel songs, the call to racial justice should be like a consuming fire. A sweet perfume wherein God's awesome presence fills not only our rooms but our very beings, and there we are transformed. This, beloved, is how I experienced being called to racial justice. And I hope that you too will find yourself able to live out your calling in and beyond the church in deeper and more profound ways. If you, like me, discern that you too are called to racial justice.
Indeed, powerful reminders, reflections on that consuming fire that alone comes from God, to right the wrongs and to set ablaze the hearts of the human being, to will and work for good in our world. I really think that's in the heart of every human. It just needs to be drawn out, because humanity ultimately cannot thrive if some are suffering. We are better together. And so the questions for you to reflect on today, to be a little bit motivated by perhaps, when and why have you been called to the work of justice in your life? And celebrate those moments where you've been at work. The call to racial justice is difficult, even among Christians. Why do you think that is? And take a little time to meditate on that. Why do we think that is? How do you see Jesus living out the priority of justice? Look into Jesus' life again. Look into Jesus' heart. And how did he lay down his life in those ways? And the fourth exploration question there. How has your attitude toward justice changed over the course of your life? Where is God maybe doing that new thing as God speaks life in and through you? All right, as you do all of these things, again, may the Spirit of God's life and love lead and guide you to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly, always and forever, with our God. All right, good day.